This is St. Louis Public Radio. When local event promoter Listen Live Entertainment announced the cancellation of Lou Fest, festival ticket holders, vendors, and musicians were left to sort through the fallout, as well as the estimated 30,000 disappointed fans who are now looking for new weekend plans. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has more on the canceled festival.
Classic rock legend Robert Plant, indie rockers Modest Mouse, and country star Casey Musgraves were among the biggest draws this year to Lou Fest, the Forest Park Music Festival that was set for its ninth outing this weekend. Festival planners announced its cancellation in a late-night tweet, citing financial problems and a rainy weekend forecast. The move leaves fans like Brianna Sutton high and dry. She's an Illinois college student who was planning a two-hour trip to Lou Fest with her dad.
I'm pretty bummed out. The main reason I was going to go was to see Robert Plant specifically, just because my dad and I have been like Led Zeppelin super fans and have accepted that they're most likely not going to have a reunion. So we were hoping to see him.
The festival cancellation puts local food and drink vendors who had stocked up for the two-day event in a tough spot. Some are left with perishable food they'll now try to sell before it spoils, or invested in special event merchandise for an event that's not happening. Lo Dugan works at Schlafly Beer, one of eight local breweries gearing up for the festival's beer garden. She said Schlafly hired artists to design commemorative cans for sale at the festival.
That was a project that we internally worked on, you know, for a lot of time leading up. We put a lot of investment in that. And, you know, it's sad that we won't be able to share that with attendees at the festival this weekend. But we are still offering any ticket holders of Lou Fest to come in to one of our brew pubs this weekend and still get their hands on one of those cans if they show us their wristband or their ticket.
Listen Live Entertainment hasn't responded to requests for comment. There were early signs of trouble, with fans complaining that the festival schedule hadn't been announced until Saturday and that entrance wristbands hadn't been mailed out to ticket buyers yet, just days before the show. But the prospect of the festival going on as planned seemed to plummet late last week when key vendors started pulling out, complaining about trouble getting paid for their work. Chip Self owns Logic Systems, who would have provided most of the festival's sound and lighting. He said his experience with late payments from Lou Fest made him skittish about working the event again this year without payment up front.
You know, I went back and looked at the pattern over the last several years and kind of graphed it out. And, you know, the year before it was late, and last year it was the absolute last second. And that trajectory is pretty easy to map out.
One of the musicians whose piano would have been amplified by Self's company is Mo Edgiston. He plays the small jazz club at the Dark Room late night on Saturdays and was looking forward to taking the bigger stage at Lou Fest. He had just wrapped up a band rehearsal early Wednesday morning when he saw Listen Live had just tweeted about the festival's cancellation.
Definitely disappointing. Something that we were working towards and looking forward to, and a stage and size of an event that we hadn't done before. So that can't really replace that.
As news of the cancellation filtered out on Wednesday, local businesses, musicians, and music fans started making alternate plans. Some music venues are offering discounts for disappointed Lou Fest ticket holders. And Kranzberg Arts Foundation will host a free concert on Sunday featuring some of the local acts scheduled to play Lou Fest who had the plug pulled on their big break. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can find more of our coverage of the Lou Fest cancellation, including a list of other things to do this weekend, at stlpublicradio.org.